Okay, so there was a surgeon that a friend of mine recommended to me. This is a new friend. Well, we've recently become close, so let me put it that way. And when I found out that she had previously had breast cancer, I asked her about the surgeon that she used, and she told me that the surgeon was so great and that she's usually very busy, so forth and so on. And I'm thinking, wow, okay, I would love the opportunity to work with this surgeon. So she gave me the surgeon's information. Now, for the past, let's see, it's April 29th right now. It's been about 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks, I guess, now that I had been, dealing with, really trying to get things in motion as far as moving ahead with wanting surgery. So I met with a doctor so that a doctor could write up the orders for me to get imaging, and then I was working on trying to make an appointment with the surgeon. However, when I met with the doctor said I needed to have surgery right away. And that doctor actually made the appointment with the surgeon for me. So cool. I was just waiting until that appointment came, which was for the following Tuesday, which ended up being last Tuesday. So here I am. Super excited to get to this appointment, and I had bumps along the way, but I'll talk about those bumps probably in a separate episode. I got to my appointment was for 8:30, so I got to the office at 8:15. Everybody seemed pleasant, and I felt excited about meeting this super busy, highly accoladed, is that even a word? Accoladed, whatever, distinguished surgeon, let me put it that way. And so I went through all of the using the iPad to go through the whole check-in process, answering all of these different questions. And then when I got to the insurance part, I was explaining how I needed to update my insurance. Let me tell you, the climate changed from that moment on. And in the front office part, I'm not even in the back yet with the surgeon, but in the front office, these seemingly nice females who worked at the front desk, one who was already on her phone scrolling through who knows what. They just seemed to get nasty really fast. And then finally, I was called to the back, and when I saw the whoever took my vitals, she was pleasant. She was super pleasant. And then once I was seated in the exam room, and I met the surgeon herself. I don't know. At that point, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I've never met with a surgeon. I've never had to meet with a surgeon. So I didn't fully know, I didn't have anything to gauge it with or by. So she asked me some questions. Are you here by yourself? You mean you're here by yourself? Do you live by yourself? Who do you live with? I said I lived with my daughter. And that was the extent of that. She went into grilling me on some different questions. And then she decided to give me a biopsy. She had a nurse practitioner who she sent in the room, and she left the room. The nurse practitioner was super nice. And then she finally came in the room after a good while of me being in the room by myself with the nurse practitioner. She proceeded to numb me up and perform the biopsy, which of course was painful. It started out being painful, but a pain that I could deal with. And then it advanced to pain that I couldn't deal with. But because I knew that I was in an office and there were other patients and other people, I had to contain and control my screaming. I absolutely was in a lot of pain. So when she finished the biopsy, they had no pain medication to give to me, which I thought was asinine. I'm in a surgeon's office, and the surgeon just performed a procedure which is painful, and you tell me to go home and take extra strength Tylenol, but you don't have any in your office to give me. And then when I ask somebody, well, you know, is there any? And then I'm told, well, the gift shop. I was in so much pain, I didn't even know how far I could walk. I didn't feel comfortable enough walking any length, any distance from that office. I didn't want the chance of me falling down or being doubled over in pain down a long hallway at a hospital. And so they ended up sending someone to the gift shop, wherever in the world that was, only for her to come back and tell me that the gift shop was closed. I had to call a friend and make it through tears to explain what happened, and my friend had to rearrange her schedule to come get me. And she did that, and I had to make various phone calls just so that I could keep my mind off of the pain that I was enduring, trying to, you know, distract myself as much as possible. So I think it probably took my friend a good 45 minutes, give or take, to come get me. It may have been even an hour. I don't even know at this point. But I thought that was quite something for this surgeon that I heard so much about and thought was so highly regarded. Now, she does have two offices, and I'm outside of Atlanta. So one office is in Lithonia, and it's at a hospital in Lithonia. And then the other one is at a hospital in Midtown Atlanta. I can promise you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if I was in that Midtown office, my treatment would have been night versus day. It would have been completely different than the treatment that I received at the Lithonia office. And that was really an unfortunate reality for myself. At the end of the day, no matter what kind of insurance it is that a person has, you are getting paid. And when it comes to a life-saving treatment, being a surgeon, I think that your care should come before anything else. And the way that I was treated, and not only myself, but I also had someone, as I said at the beginning, there was an issue with my insurance because I had one insurance at the time that the other doctor made this appointment. She gave another set of insurance information, which was needing to be updated. And these people acted like I was somebody off the street, saying that you were not getting paid whatsoever. I can't describe it. So I had to call somebody so that they could get the clarity that was needed. And the way that they treated even her It was bad. And so last Tuesday was when my appointment was. I left out of there finally as soon as my friend came to pick me up. Well, I left out of their office before she came to pick me up. But the way that they treated me in the office made me say, I don't know about this particular surgeon. And then finally, now fast forward to today's Monday. I had called the office sometime late last week asking if the doctor's notes were available, and they weren't. And so this morning I decided, let me call and see if the notes are finally available. I mean, it's been 6 days for crying out loud. And so I was told, yeah, they're available. I'll go ahead and email them to you. And they were emailed to me. They were very sparse notes. And they had critical information that was incorrect on there. And when you're dealing with a certain kind of surgery, a certain disease, there are certain things that I think as a surgeon you need to be paying attention to. And just overall, but especially you're dealing with people's medical records. But they were wrong. There were some things that were incorrect on there. But I was so glad that last week I had already made the decision to get a second opinion and find a different surgeon. And today I actually met with the surgeon that I'm going to go with. The thing for me is that customer service is so important. You can have all of the degrees in the world. You can have all of the awards and the accolades and, whatever else in the world it is that may be bestowed upon you. But if your character sucks, it doesn't even matter to me. And the fact that this woman may be excellent at what she does when it comes to the scalpel, kudos. But when you're treating me in a certain kind of way and your staff is also negligent, I'm not giving you a dime, whether it's my money directly or if it's my insurance company's money. It's not going to go to you. The way that I was treated at the new surgeon's office today, it was wonderful. Even with the oncologist that I chose, because I didn't know, of course, prior to all of this, I didn't know that surgeons and oncologists usually, work together. They usually have their own teams, I guess you'd say. So last week I went to the oncologist that the surgeon from Tuesday recommended. I saw her. Okay, she was cool. But when I decided to go with the oncologist that I was recommended to by a different hospital, I was super glad that I did go and meet him because his bedside manner for me was impeccable. The way that he spoke to me in his office, the way his staff treated me, everything from beginning to end, it was how a professional should treat their client or patient. And he showed serious and genuine concern, as did the surgeon that I met with today. But the one thing that I can honestly say that I've learned, or at least the thought that came to my mind earlier today, was that as much as I've always been there for other people, and through the past couple of years, I've really put myself on the back burner, and I've put my health on the back burner, and I've forsaken my own self for other people. And when people called me and needed me, and me trying to, just be there and be there for everybody else, I wasn't being there for myself. And that's one thing that I want to share with you to never do. Not when it comes to your health, to be honest with you. It's fine to put others first. I'm not knocking that. But I think there's a limit and there's a boundary which you have to set yourself. And you cannot allow people to cross it. Because once you let people cross it, then they know that you don't mean, your boundaries mean nothing to you. So therefore, they won't mean anything to them. And for a year and a half, almost 2 years, I've dealt with the fact that I knew that I was diagnosed with cancer. And I still pushed myself to limits that I had no business doing. And now I'm in a situation where it's more evident than ever. I'm praying that, you know, it can all be redeemed. That's why I'm bringing you along the way, along the journey. But I also, with me bringing you along the journey, I'm also sharing lessons that I learn as I learn them. I don't want anybody else to go through what I'm going through in the least bit, especially if it can be avoided. If you know that you have a health issue, focus on that. Tend to your own garden before you start watering other people's, because nobody's on tend to your garden. Nobody but you. And if you don't, then your garden will wither. It will die. And so, especially if you are a single mom, it's so easy to get distracted. And that's why I said at the beginning that, I don't know if it was the beginning of this episode or if it was the last episode, that time waits for no one or something to that effect, because it doesn't. Time, you blink and a year goes by, and depending on how that year was spent, it may be to your detriment or it may be to your benefit. It just really depends. But it's so easy for time to escape you, and it's also easy to escape time, and that's not always a positive thing. So I am really working on putting myself first, not overextending myself, getting rest when my body feels like it needs to get rest. Today's the first day that I've actually been out of the bed longer than before, because all weekend I was in bed more than I can even recall, you know, almost like you're in bed like you had the flu or something, even though I don't have the flu. But it was just that I felt like my body was tired and it just needed to get rest. And I just listened and went with it. But today, I think, was the first time that I've been out of the bed longer. And the only reason why I'm out now is because I was experiencing too much discomfort and I couldn't get myself positioned in a way that I would be able to fall asleep. So I figured, since I can't lie down right now, let me go and sit up and start sharing some of my experiences and get kind of caught up, because I feel like I have not done a good job in the interim while all of these things have been going on. I have not been sharing. I've just been going through them, saying in my head, oh yeah, I have to. And then here we are. It's almost May. And now I'm playing catch up a little bit. But I hope that you've learned something from my little experience. I hope that you learned something from my little lesson. It's okay every now and again to put yourself first, especially when you know that it's absolutely needed. And make no apologies about it whatsoever. Especially if you're a single mom like me, because who's going to be there for your child or children? If not you, who. Until next time, be blessed. Bye.